In recent months, many Midwestern states have passed laws restricting access to abortion. Reproductive rights groups are challenging those laws, but also working to help prevent pregnancies. Lisa Gillespie of Side Effects Public Media reports on one effort in Louisville to make morning after pills more widely available.
So we are at the corner of Goss and Texas in Germantown in Louisville, outside a Bean coffee shop.
I'm standing with Meg Sass Stern, the support fund director for the Kentucky Health Justice Network. We go into the coffee shop and then she takes me into the bathroom. 8 pink and silver plastic packages with emergency contraception across the front are sitting on the counter.
So as you can see, there's just a few doses here for the taking. And this is kind of how we leave them. I've left them in some locker rooms and tables in different public places.
The medication, it's an emergency contraceptive called Preventiza from the company that also makes Vagisil. It was on the market for less than a year and didn't do well. So $2 million worth of the pills are being sent to advocacy groups in Kentucky, Indiana, and other states. Kentucky's only abortion clinic is in Louisville, which creates problems for women who live hours away. That's why preventing unplanned pregnancies is even more pressing for reproductive rights groups. And in rural areas like eastern Kentucky, getting contraception can be especially tricky, Stern says.
But it does make me think about that person who is in, you know, Whitley County and might need a dose of the morning after pill and is afraid to go to their one pharmacy in town and ask for it because the pharmacist is their neighbor.
For many, the price can also be a barrier. Emergency contraception costs about $50 a dose. But Alina Salgonikov at the Kaiser Family Foundation says there's a big difference between a pill that induces an abortion and what the emergency contraceptive pill does. Reached at her home, she said,
emergency contraceptives will never disrupt an established pregnancy, whereas an abortion pill is an abortifacient and will.
Preventiza and similar products like Plan B stop an egg from releasing from an ovary, preventing fertilization. These pills work about 90% of the time, but aren't as effective for women who are considered overweight. These sorts of drugs are becoming more popular.
So we've been tracking it since 2002, where 4% of women reported ever using emergency contraceptive pills.
About 22% of women had used the pills, according to the most recent survey, which ended in 2015. Salgonikov says contraception can help women plan a pregnancy when they're ready.
The evidence is that, you know, when women are able to plan their pregnancies, it has better outcomes for their own health as well as the infant's health.
Some religious groups see birth control as immoral. That includes the Archdiocese of Louisville. Pro-life coordinator Ed Harpring says the Archdiocese opposes emergency contraception.
A woman is taking that step, so to speak, interrupting a natural cycle, if you will, and that's where we would have a problem with it, just like we would have a problem with contraceptive pills or the birth control pills.
But many women see it as a personal health issue, and the Health Justice Network's Preventiza campaign came in handy for one woman during Kentucky Derby weekend. Brandon Pearson, a rideshare driver, picked up a woman around 1 a.m. His passenger said,
do you know of any pharmacies that are open 24 hours? And she basically shared too much information and lucked out with the right driver that was able to help them. I got to play emergency contraceptive fairy and helped somebody out when they needed it.
Stern says they're still distributing about 4,000 doses at health fairs, festivals, and community centers. I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.